You want a milkshake? Chocolate or strawberry?
Six-year-old Dylan Menzies mumbles chocolate into his dad's leg. They're in Centennial Olympic Park during the middle of a week-long aquarium camp.
You get to have some fun and you get to see animals, which are fishes and stuff like that.
Next to the aquarium is the World of Coke, Civil Center for Human Rights, seven attractions in total.
We walk from the metro, right, Dylan? Past the CNN building, through the park, and then we get ice cream sticks here.
This afternoon, about 50 kids are playing in the Olympic rings fountain.
That's fairly typical for us in the summer, pretty much every day.
Frank Poe is the executive director at the Georgia World Congress Center, which oversees the park.
It is one of the very few legacy venues that is still activated, that it's one of the few things that people look upon and recognize that there was value gained by hosting the Olympic Games beyond just the experience.
He points to the main field.
This is where we host most of the larger events that'll be in the park. So when we did three shows of Outkast a couple of years ago.
Yeah. 60,000 people turned out over three nights, but it was not always thus. Rewind 20 years.
It was pretty much a rundown part of the center core of the city. Low-rise buildings, some abandoned, some that were in pretty bad shape. So it was really not an area that one would wander into necessarily.
Today, wandering in is exactly what's supposed to happen.
Well, I think the park really became the centerpiece for sort of the resurgence of tourism here in the city.
William Pate heads the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau.
If you think about the cities that people love to visit, you tend to have a starting point. If you go to San Francisco, you go to the Wharf. If you go to New York Times, you go to Times Square. If you go to New Orleans, you go to Bourbon Street.
He says before the park, Atlanta didn't really have one of those areas. There's a story that gets told about Centennial Olympic Park. Atlanta's chief organizer for the 1996 Games looked out his office window at the warehouses and instead saw the green space in his mind. Now, of the 51 million visitors to Atlanta every year, William Pate says most of them will come here.
It's just a bunch of water and kids and a fountain to us because we see it every day, all day.
Diamond is a cashier at one of the park snack vendors. She gets why it's exciting for tourists, though.
Everything in Atlanta that you cook, the Phillips, the Dome, the Congress Center, all the civil rights movements, all everything historical, it's literally all in this area. You can park and you can literally walk wherever you want to go.
Not everyone thought the success of the park was a given. Tom Wyant is a longtime urban and transportation planner in Atlanta. He was quoted in a New York Times article from around when plans for Centennial Olympic Park were first being floated.
It's a vision sort of dropped from on high, another big fix. But I think the soul of the city and the real vision of the city is in a lot of little things that this will distract us from and draw money away from.
I thought that quote would come back to haunt me one day, but that's...
Actually, Wyant said he wouldn't take it back and that it still kind of applies to Atlanta today. He says for sure the city is better off today with the park than without it. That said...
What has made Atlanta vibrant has been... what's happened in neighborhoods, what's happening along the Beltline and little Five Points. Old Fourth Ward.
He says, of course, tourism and the draw of downtown is hugely important to Atlanta. But Wyant says it's the human scale things that give a place value.
Those huge investments, in a way, they're easier to make than the smaller investments is the truth of the matter. They're easier to do than to say we are going to have a first class public education system. We're going to make sure there's affordable housing for everybody in the city. That's hard to do.
20 years on, and with more huge developments coming down the pike.
We still are left with an extraordinary concentration of low income in the south and western parts of our city. We're still left with very struggling neighborhoods.
Wyant says he hopes it's Atlanta's neighborhoods, especially the ones that have been left out, that see real growth. Tourism, we've got that figured out. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.